This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. How about a little escapism late of this Friday afternoon? You good with that? The new Alien movie and the new Guardians of the Galaxy film are going to top the box office this weekend, most likely. Both just the most recent examples of big tentpole productions that suck all the oxygen and the money, oh, by the way, out of the movie-making ecosystem. So with the summer film season nearly upon us, we've called Wesley Mars. He writes on movies and culture for the New York Times. Hey.
Hi, Kai.
Well, I want to have a little chat about summer box office approaching No, really? Is that a bad topic for you? Do you not like summer box office?
Listen, I'm open to talking about it. Let's talk about it. Let's do it.
All right. Okay. I want to know, are you looking at any good movies this summer or is it all going to be boring old tentpoles?
Listen, we're in tentpole city now. It's just purely these blockbusters. So there's very little room between these for anything that isn't something meant to proliferate unto eternity. some of these things I'm looking forward to. I've seen the trailer for the new Thor movie, and I find it extremely exciting.
But can we just have a non-superhero movie, please? Come on, man.
Well, you know what's funny is even the things that don't look like superhero movies wind up being, if not superhero movies or comic book movies, definitely franchises. Every studio really wants to have a franchise, which, of course, is the bad news for Warner Brothers in this King Arthur Legend of the Sword.
Well, you knew that was going to be bad going in, and yet they spent, I don't know, a gazillion dollars on it.
They spent $175 million on it.
And what did it make? My notes here say it took in $14.7 million at theaters last weekend.
That is not a franchise amount of money. I think there's a lesson to be learned, at least for Warner Brothers, in what went wrong with this movie. I think that era is kind of Deadsville for things that aren't Game of Thrones.
Well, I was about to jump on studios for never learning a lesson, but can you really fault them for seeing Game of Thrones on TV and saying, oh, yeah, we got to do that. Let's do something like that.
Yeah, but this isn't Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
This is basically an action movie premised upon something that you can't shoot or explode. It just feels out of sync with what people want to see, which is outer space and Michelle Rodriguez and Vin Diesel driving really fast.
Fate of the Furious, of course. Are we doomed then for the foreseeable? I feel like I've asked you this question so many times. We're doomed, aren't we? I'm not even going to ask it. I'm going to state it as a fact. We are doomed to this kind of movie for the foreseeable future.
Yeah. I mean, the funny thing about calling these seasonal situations is just kind of comical now. I mean, summer starts in February now.
Okay, but wait. So for all I was just railing against the big tent poles, then you get these gems, and I'm going to get some letters about this. I know it. You're going to get some gems like Moonlight, which you and I have talked about and which we loved. Also, I'm going to out myself here. La La Land. I loved La La Land.
That movie made $150 million.
Yeah, but come on.
How are you outing yourself?
Well, no, because here's why, right? I mean, look, people look at it and go, oh, come on, it's a stupid little music about Los Angeles. Who cares? This was back when it was first coming out, right? And I loved it.
No, listen, you are not going to get me to say anything bad about La La Land.
Right.
It is a good enough movie to not be worth pointing to as indicative of anything other than things that the movie should be doing more of,
exactly,
as far as I'm concerned.
That's what I'm saying. That was what I was saying.
But I think as a counterpoint, I would point to a movie like Snatched, right? Which is Amy Schumer,
Amy Schumer and
legend Goldie Hawn. But I think that's a movie that is nominally a comedy. It is basically an action movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it is officially not a franchise movie, right? I mean, it is just a big, dumb comedy.
You don't think there's Snatched 2 coming?
I don't think so. I don't think it made enough money. And I also think that Snatched 2. But that's not the movie is bad, and I think enough people who saw it this weekend probably agree with me.
You know what it's going to be? It's not actually going to be Snatched the numeral 2. It's going to be Snatched, T-O-O.
Oh, boy.
Wesley Morris writes on pop culture and lots of stuff for the New York Times. He does a podcast, too. It's called Still Processing. Check it out. Wesley, thanks, man. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Kai. Talk to you later.